But then you say, well, so then it's a religious thing, but most Zionists will go, no, this isn't about religion. And it's like, well, if it's not about religion, then why do you want to be so close to Jerusalem? Clearly it's about religion. But then it's they say, no, I'm an atheist, or I'm a secularist Jew, and I'm a Zionist. And it's like, well, then why did it have to be Jerusalem? This was our homeland. This was your homeland? You're 2,000 years old? I don't understand. Here's the twist. The majority of Palestinians are of Jewish descent and are ethnically more Jewish than the European and American Jews who went and created Israel. So every time a Palestinian is murdered by an Israeli, a person who's more Jewish is killed by a person who's less Jewish. It's true that the Israeli is actually practicing Judaism or is a secular Jew. And it's true that those Palestinians are Christians and Muslims whose ancestors converted from Judaism to Christianity and Islam. But it's just a weird ironic twist. I mean, it's embittering how ironic it is. It just doesn't make any sense. The problem is if you said, okay, we're going to create a new state, and it'll be secular. It's not for one religion anymore. It'll be a democracy, secular, and there'll be rights for all minorities. And by the way, Muammar Gaddafi actually suggested calling it Isratin, Israel and Palestine, Isratin. But if you did it, suddenly there'd be 13 million Palestinians who are Christian and Muslim. I think it's like 10% Christian, 90% Muslim. And then there'd be 6 million Jews. So the Jews would become an instant minority in that state. And they don't want that to happen. That's why they're fighting the Palestinians. They're not fighting the Palestinians because the Palestinians are attacking them. The Palestinians aren't attacking them. They're fighting the Palestinians because they don't want to have Palestine integrated with them because they'll instantly lose their majority. There are actually 7 million Palestinians living in Palestine and Israel. But 5 million are confined to the concentration camp that we call the Gaza Strip. It's just a concentration camp. And then the ghetto that we call the West Bank. It's basically a bunch of little ghetto pockets. And so by doing that, what the Israelis have done is they've created a situation where the natives are in internal exile. Right? They're still in Palestine. They're just not in their homes. Their homes are in Haifa or Jaffa or Jerusalem. And so they're displaced inside their own country as a majority, but with no rights to citizenship.